Well, this is a developing story, and we will continue to bring you news about the assassination in Afghanistan all morning long as we get more details. Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, he was one of the most powerful men in that country, has been assassinated. Ahmed Wali Karzai reportedly shot by his longtime head of security at his office in Kandahar. And joining us live from Kabul is Alyssa Rubin of our partner, The New York Times. Alyssa, the latest, let me just tell you what I think we know, and you can tell me what else we know. The longtime head of his security detail, who was also a close friend of the family, shot Ahmed Wali Karzai at his office, and then the assassin was then shot dead almost immediately by the other bodyguards. Is that correct?
Well, I don't think he was the head of his security. We have found that version is not the case. He was someone who was well known to the family. He worked in security. He was in charge of a security post in nearby to Karza, which was obviously the Karzai family, one of the villages where they're very dominant. And he was extremely familiar with the family as a whole, so he was able to come and go in the house, pretty much as he wanted. And that was what happened today. He came to the house. We don't know what happened before he came to the house, or whether he was in the midst of some argument with Ahmed Wali Karzai. But he certainly had free rein to come in. Was a very trusted figure.
And trusted enough to be near Ahmed Wali Karzai armed. We spoke to another journalist from Kabul this morning, and Alyssa Rubin is with us live from Kabul right now, who claimed that because this couldn't be purely political, that although the Taliban has claimed responsibility, he suspects there's a personal element. What do we know about responsibility or motives?
Well, I think that is one of the very, very big questions here, and I would agree. I don't know who else you spoke to, but I certainly think that I would agree with that assessment. Ahmed Wali Karzai was extremely well protected. He was both a powerful person in Kandahar and, in fact, in southern Afghanistan, and traveled, with lots of guards. And he was very close to the president, obviously, as his half-brother, and had his protection as that layer as well. And it just seems that this sort of death, this isn't someone attacking his convoy with a suicide bomb. This is something somehow that has a very personal element to it. Now, no one can rule out in this country the possibility that something changed and this man, might have been bribed, might have been persuaded, blackmailed, or something else to do this by insurgent elements. But I do think one has to look very carefully at what the background and the history is between the man who killed him and Ahmed Wali. And I think that some of that will come out in the investigation and in the coming days. But it may take a little while.
That's Alyssa Rubin with her partner, The New York Times. She's reporting to us live from Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Also with us now, Christine Fair, assistant professor in the Center for Peace and Security Studies. Christine, can you help me understand who Ahmed Wali Karzai was, both to the country of Afghanistan and to the NATO effort?
Oh, boy. Well, that's a complicated one. I mean, I think as has been reported all morning, he had been widely accused of sort of industrial strength narcotics trafficking. And I remember when I worked with UNAMA back in 07, DEA agents would come through Kabul, and every once in a while I'd meet one and we'd have a discussion. It's like, well, exactly why are you here? Because, they would say, well, we can't really go after the people that are really involved. And that obviously involved people like Ahmed Wali Karzai. So, he was definitely a double-edged sword. And while Americans had suspected, he was deeply involved in narcotics trafficking, they had largely regarded him as a strong man, and I love that term, because if they work for us, they are a strong man. If they don't work for us, they are a warlord. So, he had a pretty influential network in Kandahar that we were relying upon. And there was a sort of tacit trade-off between his very likely involvement in narcotics trafficking In preference to his ability to bring some level of stability in consistency in what the Americans are trying to do in the South.
UNAMA, that Christine Fares referred to, is the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. So, you know, these reports that we're getting that his death, Ahmed Wali Karzai's death, is going to be to deal a terrible blow to the NATO effort, especially in the southern part of the country. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, obviously, depending upon the reasons for why he was assassinated, whether it was personal or whether it was a targeted assassination, you know, he's got a huge network of people that the Americans work with. And a lot of the reasons why they work with the Americans is, quite frankly, because of the cash and other advantages that they might have by virtue of proximity to the president in terms of patronage networks. So I think it's a little bit too early to say. I suspect that a lot of that network is going to remain intact, and just in terms of the people the Americans work with. I mean, it is really too early to speculate. And obviously, the Americans thought he was critical because they were willing to completely ignore the narcotics trafficking allegations. In terms of, political issues, in terms of trying to aggregate people that are on that could support what the Americans and NATO are doing, yeah, that could actually be a fairly lethal blow in terms of what he could politically deliver. And obviously, the timing right now is deeply problematic because the Americans are really trying to get Kandahar to a place where it can justify to Congress as well as to the electorate that they can actually get out and transfer responsibility to the Afghans.
That problem will go away, though, if it turns out this was personal. Christine Fair is assistant professor in the Center for Peace and Security Studies, talking about the assassination just this morning of Afghan President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, was reportedly shot by a friend of the family, somebody involved in his security at his office in Kandahar. Thank you so much, Christine.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.